Okay, here we go.
Exactly.
Peace. Thank you, Brother Jay. We appreciate that very much. Yes, I have heard that Jesus loves me.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Kelly, Julie, Leanne, yes, I do know you're Jesus. And I'm so proud that I can stand before you and say that I am saved. I don't ever get tired of saying this, do you? If I live to be 100 years old, I'll still be saved. Ain't God good?
Amen.
If you've got your Bibles with you, turn to the book of Joshua in the first chapter and the first verse. Well, I tell you, it's, Bill, if this is how good it is here, I can't wait till we get to heaven. Amen. Bless him, Lord. Isn't that wonderful? As we've already spoken to you, it was by chance that we did look at our calendar and realize that it was Grandparents' Day today. Lord began to deal with our heart sometime this week. Now, don't you do what I'm fixing to tell you that I did. He laid this scripture and this thought on our heart, and I argued with him, don't you do that. It's not good. And by it being Grandparents' Day, the Bible also reminds us that we're to honor our mother and our father, that our days might be long on this earth. And you know, children, young folks, those of you that your parents are still alive, that's a pretty good reason to obey our parents, isn't it? Is that everybody wants to live for a long time. God is our Heavenly Father, and so we ought that much more rather to obey Him. Let me say this. Well, I really appreciate our Sunday school lesson that we had this morning. Roger, you did a wonderful job. And I'm not putting him above anybody. Jerry, I've been in both the Jerry's classes, Jerry Andrews, Jerry Grogan's, and I'll hopefully, if the Lord lets us live, we'll be in your class soon. But that lesson that we had this morning was very expedient. It was very timely for me in my life, and I believe for us in this service. And if you were not able to come, if you didn't want to come, if you couldn't get ready in time, or the kids, boy, you just had a hard time with them this morning, or ladies, you had a hard time with your husband, or the car wouldn't crank, or you didn't feel good, whatever reason that you were not able to be here this morning, I want to encourage, I didn't say fuss on you, I want to encourage you to come to Sunday school. I love it. I really do. And this is us here this morning, and whether you're a visitor or here or not, this would be good advice for all of us. Silver City, we have a great congregation here in this hour. And just think if half of us would come to Sunday school. And I know we're not after numbers, but if half of us would come to Sunday school, we'd have 150 in Sunday school every Sunday. We could do that standing on our heads. It'd be so easy to do. I want to really... We've got good Sunday school teachers is what I'm trying to tell you. And the lesson this morning was about being anxious about the future. And I didn't plan this out this way. If I did, I couldn't have done this good of a job. The Bible says, and we've already quoted to you this before, and you'll probably hear it until you learn it and until it's just wore out with you. The 133rd Psalm, where the psalmist said, behold how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. And I don't want to stop there. I want to go continue on with that this morning. So that I believe that it'll go with our what God has laid on our heart. He said, "Behold how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity." He said, "It's like the ointment that was poured upon the head that ran down to the beard, even Aaron's beard." He said that it went on down to the skirts of his garment. He said, "As the dew on Hermon, and as the dew on the mount descended on the mountains of Zion, for God commanded the blessing, even life evermore." Are you anxious this morning? God has commanded a blessing for you in your life and in your children's life. Grandparents, he's commanded a blessing for you one of these days, that Crystal Tony has already received and is enjoying this morning. I like it when the Spirit, boy, just poured out pink. And it just goes from my head to my toes, and I can just feel it all other over me. Don't you, brethren? Don't you like it when God commands a blessing on you and I? Well, I don't know if we'll even get to read this or not. Read it sometime if we don't. Joshua had come to a point in his life that that Moses had been taken away. Moses had led the children of Israel for 40 years in the wilderness. He'd seen them when God told him to stretch forth his arm across the Red Sea. Whew, glory this morning. God commanded a blessing. I didn't know it was going like this, brethren. I'll tell you what, this is good this morning. When the children of Israel got to the Red Sea, there was water in front of them. The enemy was behind them. There was nowhere to go. Moses prayed and he said, "God, what in the world are we going to do?" You know what God told him? He said, "You just stand still and see the salvation of God." Glory, don't you be anxious this morning. God has commanded a blessing for Silver City Baptist Church. If we'll stand still and see the salvation of God. Moses, and I know this is scattered, boys. It's good to me. I can feel it. Thank you, Lord. Moses had watched the children of Israel when they begin to complain. Don't that sound like a bunch of Baptists, Tyler? Why? The least little old thing come up in our life and we begin to complain. God, you forgot about me. When death comes in our life, Lord, you don't care anything about me anymore. The children of Israel had reached a point that they had ran out of water. They had ran out of food. You know what Moses did? He went one more time. And that ought to be a lesson for you and I. To God there, and he said, "This people, they're a stiff-necked people." He said, "What are we going to do? We don't have any water." God said, "Take your rod and strike the rock." And water came forth. Listen, if you're here this morning, if you don't know Jesus and the free pardon of sin, I want you to know that there's living water in the rock, Jesus Christ. And if you'll drink of this water, you'll live for eternity. Glory. I'm glad that I know who Jesus is. I'm glad that God commanded a blessing in my life when I was just a little 9-year-old boy. Listen, he saved me. Thank you, Lord. I didn't deserve it. No, I didn't. But he commanded a blessing from the very foundation of time. If whosoever would might believe in Jesus, they'd have everlasting life. Are you anxious? Are you worried about the future? There's another time the children of Israel, boy, they had to be Baptists. You know what? They got tired. God said, I'm going to feed you. And every morning they get up, they look out the window of their tents, and you know what they'd see? Food just ready for the picking. A man on the ground that they might go out and just pick enough for that day that they might eat. And you know what? They begin to complain again. And they came to Moses. They said, Moses, we loathe this life light bread. In other words, we're sick of it. You know, my wife, she knows by now that I loathe light food. She buys sometimes light mayonnaise. Bless your heart, I won't eat it. I don't like it. She'll buy light bread. She tries to get me to drink Diet Cokes. I won't do it. I don't like it. The children of Israel had got to the point where they said, we don't want this light bread anymore. We want something with a little more substance. And you know what God did? Jason, he commanded another blessing. You know what he did? He sent some quails in there that they might have some meat to eat. Glory, are you anxious this morning? God has commanded a blessing for you in your life. Told you I didn't know he was going this way. Well, Moses had disobeyed God. God said, Moses, he said, I'm going to let you look over into that promised land. But he said, I'm not going to let you go in there because you've been disobedient to me. God took Moses up on a mountain. There he took Moses' life and buried it there in the valley. Bible said that the children of Israel were left. They were almost ready, Tony, to possess the possession, to claim the promise, to claim the blessing that God had given to them. Just on this side of the Jordan River. And Moses had gone, and Moses had anointed Joshua as a new leader. Don't you think Joshua's anxious? Don't you think that he said, Lord, I'm not able to take this people? You know how many people of the children of Israel there were? They couldn't be numbered. God had already fulfilled the blessing that he gave to Abraham, that he had given to Isaac, that he had given to Jacob when he said, I'm going to multiply you and your people so that there'll be so many that they'll be like the sand of the sea. They won't be able to be numbered. They'll be like the stars of the sky. You won't be able to count them. Kids, have you ever been to the beach before? I really like to play in the sand. I like to sit at the beach and wiggle my toes in the sand. Have you ever took just a handful of it, just one little handful, and tried to count how many grains of sand that there is? There's so many that it can't be numbered. The children of Israel had grown. And they'd multiplied. God had commanded a blessing. And they began to accomplish it. And here Joshua was, the great man of God. Moses had died, and he wasn't there anymore for any kind of consultation. He wasn't there that he might lead him anymore. There Joshua was, seemingly, all by itself. I'll share this with you, Silver City, to the glory of God. When God began to deal with us about Silver City Baptist Church, that we would be so honored to come and try to be your pastor. You know, you want me to tell you what I did? Yes, I prayed. I didn't leave God out of it, so don't be misunderstood. But I went and I spoke with my dad, and I wanted to hear what he had to say about it. And you know what I wished most of all? My Uncle Spud English, he passed away. Labor Day was a year ago. Ronald, I wanted to go and talk to him. I wanted to hear what he might have to say. Joshua stood as the leader that Moses had anointed to carry on in his place. And Moses wasn't anywhere around that he might go back and hear what he had to say. But thanks be unto God, he didn't have to be anxious. Let's read a little bit. In the sixth verse, you read this whole chapter. Read the whole chapter. Boy, it's good stuff. It really is. God began to talk. The sixth verse of the first chapter. God began to talk to Joshua. Now, this is the shape that Joshua's in. He's in bad shape. He don't know which way to go. Turn to the left, turn to the right. He has always had somebody else he could depend on. God began to speak to him. He told Joshua in that sixth verse, he said, "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land." God has said, as I told you, he showed Moses the land that God had provided for him. And he told Joshua, he said, "Now Joshua, here it is, just plain and simple. You be strong and you be courageous. And this is why, because I want you to divide the land for an inheritance to the children that I've given it to him. Silver City Baptist Church, Christian folk this morning, Tony, God has divided an inheritance just for you. Even whoa, glory in this land that we live in today. God has divided an inheritance just for you." I'll tell you what. Well, when I see, and I can't help it, I love these kids. Yes, I do. From the least ones all the way up to the 100-year-old ones. But bless your heart, when I see these children come up, I thank God for the inheritance that he's given to you and I, that we might be able, church, to see them saved by God's marvelous grace one of these days. Don't you quit praying. Don't you quit teaching them. Don't you stop teaching them songs and bringing them up in the way that they should go. The Bible said that when they're old, they'll not depart from it. Be strong and courageous, Silver City. God has given you inheritance to be divided. And then in the next verse, he told him again, God's talking to Joshua. He said, "Only be thou strong." And this time he just didn't say be courageous. He said, "You be very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all according to the law." Bless your heart. Last week, how Jesus told us what the laws were and how to keep them, that we love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Silver City, you be strong, and you be very courageous, and you love one another like I've seen you do, like I know you can, and God will will let you keep those laws. And I'll tell you what, why old Silver City Baptist Church ain't seen nothing yet, what God is going to do in this place. I'll tell you, I just want to go ahead and tell you the conclusion of the matter. God showed me, Roger, I could almost shout it this morning when you said, why is your dream? What's the last dream that you've had? Bless your heart, this is not a dream. This is a reality, a vision that God has shown me for us here at Silver City Baptist Church, is that God will multiply this place in love and in spirit, so that when they look back at what happened on the day of Pentecost, it'll seem as nothing. God has commanded a blessing on you, church. Man, I'll tell you what else I see. I see not only boys and girls, but men and women in this altar asking God to save them. And you know what else I seen? I seen the unchurched men and women coming in that they might hear the gospel. Bless your heart. That's why it's so real this morning. Are you anxious? Don't be. God has already commanded the blessing on you and I. Only be thou strong and very courageous. And then he didn't stop there, did he? And I wind it up in a minute. Brother, let me say this. Bless your heart, I ain't going to hurt nobody's feelings, I hope. But I thank God for pouring out his spirit on this pulpit. I'll tell you, I was scared to death, but I'm glad when the Lord comes on the scene. It's real, brethren. And I'll tell you what. Woo, I'm glad that this is the place that God has placed me. And I'm glad. Why, brethren, you know what I talk about. I'm glad that God called me to preach. Yes, I am. I may get outside in a minute and say, I wish he hadn't. But glory this very moment. Thank you, Lord, for putting me here with you. Church today. Why? God didn't stop. Twice he's commanded. Why? Joshua to be strong and be courageous. And he comes back the third time in the ninth verse. And he said, have not. I commanded thee. Be thou strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whither soever thou goest. I'll tell you what, today, church, whoo, glory, I'm glad that God has commanded you and I to be strong. I am very courageous. Listen, I'll tell you what, brethren, I'll tell you the way that we can flex those muscles, those spiritual muscles, is to use them. You can't do it, brethren, sitting on the couch, watching TV. Why, Tyler, this morning, we can't do it. Why, playing ball? Tim, are you saying not to watch TV or play ball? I like to do both. But I'll tell you what, Dustin, we need to put God first. And brethren, this morning, I'll tell you what, you men, you preachers, you be instant, in season, and out of season. You preach the word, reprove, and exhort. Listen, I didn't hear anything in there about getting up and raring the church out, but he said you rebuke them with all long suffering. You put some prayer into that thing. You want to know? You say, well, Tim, I don't want to be a preacher like you. I hope you don't. I hope you're 100 times better. And I'll tell you the way to do it. You go out and you preach. If you want to learn how, you preach. I ain't never learned how. But I'll tell you what, I enjoy trying. Charles, yes, I do. Bless your heart. When the Lord comes on the scene, listen, you singers, you want to sing better? It's already good, ain't it? You keep on singing. You be strong. You be courageous. Prayers. You want to be a good prayer? You practice it every day of your life. Tim, are you talking about rehearsing? No, I'm not. I'm talking about using prayer every time that you sit down. Listen, I'll tell you what, moms and dads, you know what would be a good idea for you to do? Notice I just didn't say moms, or I just didn't say dads, but moms and dads, when you sit down to a little old meal, you start out your children with a little old prayer. It may be as simple as God is good, God is great, let us thank Him for our food. Listen, I'll tell you what, you'll be surprised how that thing will grow. Listen, moms and dads, when you tuck your children in the bed, you teach them how to pray. It could be as simple as, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Well, I really do. I love sports. I love them. Whenever I was in high school, we would probably spend most of the time working out, lifting weights, exercising, running sprints, getting in shape. That's the only way we can be strong in Jesus Christ today, church, if we exercise in Him. If we exercise and use the talents and the gifts that He has given us. Come get a song. Almost done. And be very courageous. You know what helps you be courageous? More than anything in the world. I told you I was scared to death the first Sunday I was here. Second Sunday I was here, I was scared to death. Third Sunday I was here, I was scared to death. And I'll tell you what made you courageous. Thank you, Lord. When that oil that I hold, that Holy Spirit is poured out, how long your head, and it goes all the way to your feet. It'll make you courageous. Yeah. It'll make you bold in Jesus Christ. Are you here today? Say, Tim, that's not as much of a sinner sermon or a philosopher sermon. But you know what? It has. Because I remember. Well, I'll tell you what, girls. Thank you, Roger, April, all of you. For that song, Did You Know About Jesus? A little preacher. And old Garrett, he's already, God has commanded a blessing on him. He's there, no doubt in my mind. I'll be able to see him one of these days. I'll be able to go up to him and shake his hand just like you should have found one time. When I was lost, Joel asked me just those few little words that these girls sing. Do you know my Jesus? Well, I've been in church all of my life. Vacation Bible school, revival, Sunday night, Sunday school. And I had to answer him, no, I don't know. But you know what? I made my way out of that thing.